Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Basketball's only been back for a week with the games actually mattering. And it feels like this has been going on for a month. Game after game after game inside the bubble, and it's been so much fun to watch. Let's recap the first week with Amin Alhassan, who joins us right now on the Zach Gelb Show. Amin, thanks for the time. How you been?
Oh, not bad. I'm kind of staggered myself when you said it's a week. I was like, has it really only been a week?
It's wild. It seems like the sport never left us, but we know the sport did leave us since March with all going on in the world. Hey, let me start you off with the team you used to work for in the Suns. Absolutely wild, tremendous story. Maybe one of the better stories in the bubble with this restart. 4-0, they were going up against a team in the Pacers today where T.J. Warren was red hot and then Mikal Bridges did a sensational job. What's been the most impressive part for you about the Suns in this restart?
Well, I mean, I think it's that other than that first game against Washington, they beat quality teams. You got Dallas, the Clippers, and now the Pacers. These are all teams that are good teams, especially you look at the Pacers were undefeated going into this game. And they've done a good job of stepping up to the competition. You know, when they entered this, they had the fifth toughest schedule among any of the teams in the bubble. And so, again, to rise to that challenge, to play well and in what have been meaningful games, it's not like any of those teams sat anybody or were trying to kind of preserve, energy or injury risk or anything like that. You know, those teams were going out there, good teams, they were trying to go out there and win, and the Suns won. So, you know, that's kudos to them for performing at the highest level, really.
And right now we have the Grizzlies, who just lost Jaren Jackson Jr. They have 32 wins, Portland with 31, the Suns, like we said, at 30. And then you got the Spurs, Kings, and Pelicans all at 29. Portland, I think, is the best team. If Portland was to play the Lakers in the first round, how would you see that series go down?
Yeah, I think the Lakers would win. I mean, that's not to say that there's not a chance, you know, if things line up for the Blazers. I say in any kind of tough playoff matchup where there's an underdog and there's a favorite, there's a certain set of circumstances. If they all line up, you end up with an upset. You think of 2016 when the Cavs beat the Warriors. I mean, you needed, Steph Curry to be less than 100%, and Draymond Green to be suspended, and Andrew Bogut to miss an entire series, miss the rest of the series, and Harrison Barnes to be on a milk carton for all seven games. You needed all of those things to happen, and then LeBron had to make one of the greatest defensive plays of all time, and then Kyrie Irving had to hit one of the biggest shots of all time. All of that was necessary for that upset to happen. Same thing, I think if you give me a set of circumstances as favorable as that, maybe Portland can win, but ultimately, I think the Lakers will still win, but it's definitely their least favorite opponent, I guess, of all the possibles, because it's a veteran team, and it's a veteran team with a all-world player in Damian Lillard. And, you know, we got to be honest, the only reason we're talking about them as an 8 seed is because they dealt with injuries that, you know, put them in this position. If they were fully healthy all year long, they wouldn't be in this conversation.
Amin Alhassan here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. It's kind of tough to press any concern button with the Lakers. They haven't been sharp. LeBron's not going to play tonight when they go up against Houston. But pretty much this team and what we've seen so far in the bubble, if Anthony Davis goes off, they win the game. If he doesn't, they lose the game. Where's your concern level at with the Lakers, or do you have none because the games don't actually matter for them right now?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of the games not mattering and a slight amount of concern in that LeBron doesn't look like he's in shape, which is kind of weird. You know, we've seen tired LeBron. We've seen inefficient LeBron. And to me, that's the real bellwether for how the Lakers perform. Anthony Davis, he had a great first game as the Clippers, but kind of disappeared down the stretch, if we're going to be honest. And the fourth quarter of that game was a non-factor. Allowed himself to get locked up against Toronto, allowed himself to get locked up last game against Oklahoma City. So, to me, you can survive. It's not ideal, but they can survive Anthony Davis not having a great game. What they can't survive is LeBron not being at, you know, the peak that we're accustomed to seeing him at.
I mean, when we go to and stay in the Western Conference and we look at Michael Porter Jr., injuries have derailed his career, but these last two games, he's been great for Denver, 37 and 30. And then tonight in 11 minutes so far against the Trailblazers, he's 2 of 3 from three and has 10 points in total in the game. What are you seeing right now out of Michael Porter Jr.? Because it's been awesome to watch.
Well, I mean, obviously he's playing with a lot of confidence and Coach Malone has given him the opportunity in the minutes, whereas earlier in the year, you make a mistake, you come back out of the game, and obviously a lot of that is a function of them having other options available, more veteran options available, the Will Bartons of the world, the Gary Harris's, you know, the Torrey Craigs, all those guys. So, you know, with the lack of depth, given how they started this bubble, it gave him an opportunity to go out there and play and not have to fear coming out, and he's really responded. And, you know, to be honest, this is what we expect of him. I just don't think it's fair to expect it of him right now. I think in a year or so, he might be either the best player or the second best player. But right now, it's kind of like one of those gravy things. You take it as you get it, but I don't think we're in a position where you can say, we'll pencil you in for this much every single night. He still is a young player, and you know, this is going to be his first go-around at the playoffs, and that's an entirely different animal for him to tackle.
Ben Simmons is out indefinitely. The Sixers have been struggling all throughout the season. Is Philadelphia done? Do you think they could still be dangerous inside the bubble? You know, I guess we'll have to see if Ben ever does come back, but right now, even before this injury, I was down on Philly.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things, it could be a blessing in disguise in that it gives the Sixers more floor balance. You know, when Ben and Embiid are both out there, that's a lack of shooting. That's two guys out of the five on the floor who aren't great spacers. Even though we think of Embiid as a shooter, look at the numbers. It's not that great, and most teams would say, yeah, let him fire away from out there. So what this does is it allows them to put four shooters around Embiid, gives them a lot more space to operate, a lot more room, and then also allows them to facilitate the offense. So let him be kind of like a Jokic role where you throw it to him in the high post, and now he's making plays for others. I'm not saying the Sixers are a better team without Ben Simmons. He's an all-star. He's all NBA. He's all defensive team. He's one of the best playmakers in the league. But, you know, they're not basically a pushover. This isn't like the death blow that makes you say, oh, well, you can forget about the Sixers being a tough matchup.
Here's my problem with Ben, and I think he's a good player. But when we look at Ben Simmons, he still doesn't have the confidence in a game that matters to take a three-point shot. How is he going to continue to not only work on that? Because I think he puts in the work, but it's just a lack of confidence. You know, what are some things the organization can do to finally get him to shoot a three-point shot and do so consistently?
Yeah, I mean, to be clear, he's a great player right now. He can never add a three-point shot. And, again, he's one of the best defensive players we have in the league. He's one of the best playmakers. He's 6'9", 6'10", and he's athletic as all get out and gets the rim whenever he wants. And so, for me, making a three, not making a three, taking a three, not taking a three, that's irrelevant. But what I can't have is him not be aggressive, period, right? It's not the fact that he doesn't want to take a three. It's that he gets to a point where he doesn't want the ball in his hands, it feels like, at the end of games. And a lot of that is not because he's a bad three-point shooter. It's because he's a bad free-throw shooter. He doesn't want to get fouled, go to the free-throw line, and miss one, make one, or miss both. So to me, that's the thing. Because there have been plenty of players who have come through our league who have been elite players, all NBA players, Hall of Fame players with the ball in their hands, who are not great perimeter scorers, but they found a way to continue to be aggressive out there. There's one in Milwaukee right now. Yes, Giannis has worked on the shot. Yes, it looks a little better than it did 2 or 3 years ago, but he's still not a three-point shooter. You see how people guard him. They still say, go ahead, knock yourself out. And it's not like he's hitting game winners or these buzzer beaters or these, you know, nail and coffin three-pointers. It's he's effective being, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm going out there and I'm dunking on people and I'm driving and I'm putting people in foul trouble. And I think that's what needs to get communicated to Ben Simmons. Is it's not about how you make your, where you make your shots from or take your shots from. It's about the fact that you are taking the shot, period. And for when you're that good, that's kind of a burden you have to do. It's the same criticism I could levy towards Anthony Davis, not taking a shot in the fourth quarter against the Clippers, taking 7 shots against the Raptors. When you're that good, you don't get to have that luxury. You don't get to be like, I had a night where I only took 7 shots. I believe Kobe Bryant said it once. He's like, you'll never see me go 2 for 7. I'll be 2 for 17, 2 for 27, but never 2 for 7, because that means I just kind of gave up on trying to score that night. And obviously, your role is to be as aggressive as possible.
Amin, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.